Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of Earth, the only existing world you need to worry about. The following podcast is not real. And furthermore, I know you've had listened to all the podcasts on your to-do list a while now. And sometime last Friday, you finally checked it off, wiped your brow, and thought, now I can get back to forging meaningful relationships, finishing that law degree, or helping to raise the child I'm positive I saw around the house last summer. And while you may have finished all the podcasts way back then, bad news, over the weekend we made a bunch more. And it's not just us. I hear This American Life and Planet Money scraped together a few new offerings as well. So you've got a bunch more of these to get through. But on the plus side, for 50% of eternity, Sisyphus thought he was almost done with a big chore. So put on your listening cap, screw your courage to the sticking place, pour yourself a nice hot mug of attention span, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Over 6.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the village of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain, in the magical land of Foon.
Alright, toss it to me.
Oh, no, and I'm, hot potato to you, Chunt. The mic is yours.
Bing bong, I got a new thing. Every intro, I'm going to do a little backflip. Here we go.
Whoa.
Oh.
Very impressive.
Whew, I've been working on that.
Not great for the audio medium, but...
What?
I enjoyed it. Also, it was extra dangerous because we're sitting at this 7-foot-tall table. The tall table.
Oh, yeah.
You could have fallen practically to your death.
Oh, I know. I know how to fix it.
Usador, we did not hot potato it to you.
Sorry.
The potato is cold, Usador. Arnie, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what. I feel like I jumped in pretty quick, but it was because I had a thing planned. Like, I've been for weeks now, I've been silently practicing in the grass out back, my backflips. Mm-hmm. It's been such a long time. I finally got limber enough. I finally started landing them, and so I was excited. But then Usador fucking swoops in here. He didn't have anything.
Yeah. And I hate to give you a note, Chunt, and it was amazing, and I'm glad that you practiced, but maybe the fact that you were silently practicing it could have been a clue that it wouldn't be good for an audio medium.
Huh. What to do with this note?
Hot potato, Usador.
I had an idea to make this backflip work in an audio medium. What if you did two in a row?
Ooh, here we go.
Oh, he fell.
Oh, there he goes.
Chunt, are you still alive down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, but most these days refer to me as Slayer of the Dark Lord.
Yes.
Oh, and, you know, posthumous Wizard's Choice nominee.
Yes, nominated for Wizard's Choice Award posthumously. How are you gonna...
Yes.
Do the wizards think that you're dead already?
Well, I sent some birds this week to them to try to clarify that point. They're pretty certain that I'm dead. I'm pretty certain that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to clarify it with them, but... You know, once you complete your true purpose, you're supposed to disappear.
Yes. So everyone, look, and this is just for us and you, dear listener.
Yes, yes.
Everyone thinks we just killed the Dark Lord.
And we did, which we did.
Which we did. And if that were
true. They probably don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, they don't
know. I just
know.
Yelled, which we did, which means nothing.
We could be talking about which we did.
Would you guys believe I landed on my feet after that second one?
No, we saw.
Oh, okay.
It looked great.
Hey, can I ask, was somebody here conjuring the witch we did?
No, we... Guys, we promised. We made a pact to never conjure the witch we did.
Because when I heard we did, the curtains in the tavern started to flow, the ground started to shake a little bit, everyone got real quiet, and I just want to make sure we're not conjuring the witch we did.
No, but luckily, look, we were told, under no uncertain terms, that if, during an episode... We say the name of the witch we did 48 times.
While looking in 50 mirrors.
Mm-hmm, that it will conjure up the witch we did.
Challenge accepted.
We've been keeping track, right, of the amount of times?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh, definitely keeping track. But what I was saying about the Wizard's Choice Awards was that I had to finally, you know, since people think I'm supposed to disappear, I had to finally kind of commit to...
Dying. You're going to kill yourself.
No. I told him that I have 2 months to wrap up some loose ends, and at that time, then I should be able to pass on into the realms of Ephesius. But now I'm, you know, I'm going to go talk to some halflings, and I'm going to, you know, make sure the elves have everything they need and before I disappear. So, the big thing's done, but there's lots of little things to wrap up
so
still.
So you're telling the wizard you're going to, like, extend out your death. On my world, we would call that doing the full David Tennant. You're like, I'm dead. It should be over. But you know what? I'm going to spend a lot of time just, like, visiting old friends before it's done.
Yeah, maybe I can work in a couple long-form specials before I go, but we'll see. But I had to commit to this timeline, and now what happens after the 2 months?
Why did you commit to a time? Why didn't you just say it's going to take me a while?
Which we did. Which we did.
Which we did.
John, don't say which we did. If we keep saying which we did, we're going to hit the 47 times we say which we did.
Okay.
Well, I just felt painted into a corner. And I had also woken up that morning and painted myself into a corner as part of a ritual for a spell. So I felt doubly painted into a corner, both figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
So I said, 2 months, the next time a bird came.
Does it make it worse when the figurative matches the literal, or is it kind of nice that you're, like, doing both things figuratively and literally?
You appreciate the symmetry, but you also shit your pants.
Can I just say I've also, as a badger, I've also had worms in my asshole, and I've tainted myself into a corner. Doesn't feel great, gotta say.
I would imagine it would not, no. Yeah.
You're so quick to share that information.
Well, I pondered it for a few seconds, but I felt ultimately everyone should know. Arnie, do we have a guest today?
Oh, you know, well, I don't know if guest is the right word. You know how we are... let's make sure no one's listening too closely.
Idiots.
You know how we've trapped the Dark Lord in the basement. We have to keep him alive, but also make sure that no one else in the land of Foon besides the three of us know that he's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Exposition.
That's a lot of work for the three of us, and from my experience, we're bad at things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's okay.
So I was thinking maybe we should...
bring someone in to help us? Like, we should contract out some of the keeping the Dark Lord alive but trapped in the basement?
Oh, like an intern.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that boy that used to work at the Vermilion Minotaur?
Blemish?
Yeah. No, what's he doing now?
I don't even know how to begin to explain how wrong you are, Isidore.
All right, well, I can't keep track of what he's up to. You know?
Sure.
I've never heard a man start four sentences and finish none of them. Arnie, that was well done.
Have you ever heard me finish a sentence?
Oh,
ever?
Arnie, gross. Oh, a sentence. Yes, of course I have, buddy. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we hired someone, or it's an intern.
Where's the job interview?
Oh, up
they
here.
They didn't tell me where they were. They just said they were somewhere in this tavern. Tremble before me, humanoid, under the wrath of Tourmaline, Dragontine. They said they'd be at the big table.
Yes, right up here, Tourmaline.
Oh, wait, no shit. She's over at the big table. No, we're at the tall table.
Tall table, tall table.
The big table vertically.
No. Oh, yes. Hey!
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Are you...
I'm Arnie. I'm from another world.
Tourmaline. Hi.
Tourmaline. I posted the scrolls around town saying we were looking for an intern that can keep a secret.
Yeah. Sure. You got like a Dark Lord in the basement or something?
What?
Yeah. Sorry. You can feel his aura from like miles away. There's like a huge, deep, powerful thing. It's just like in this basement. Do you know about that? It's messed up. Because I was like, isn't he dead? But he's definitely here in the basement.
Okay, I'll work on an aura shield of some kind. I didn't think of that. That's a good point. See, we're already glad to have you on board, Tourmaline.
Usidore.
I'm Usidore.
Hello, Usidore. I'm Tourmaline. Dragon team! Tremble as my wings darken the sky or some such bullshit.
Holy shit, she did the splits. I gotta learn that one.
Yeah. I'm not going to be in sort of dragon form in here, if that's okay. That would be, people would die.
Yeah. It'd be very destructive, obviously.
I mean, I'll do it if it's okay with you, but I figured that might not be putting my best, like, talent forward, per se.
Tourmaline, would you mind, as part of this interview for this position, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself? You seem to mention you have different forms?
Yeah, I mean, just natural sort of, like, how much do you know about dragons, I guess I should ask? Because we do, like, magic, like, all kinds of it, you know? So, like, sometimes I look like this if I want to, which I generally do when moving amongst, like, tinies. But if I'm, like, chilling, then I'll be in my normal state, which is a big, well, I guess size is relative, right? Like a dragon, like teen dragon size.
Oh, teen.
Well, like teen dragon size. Not like my dad, right? Because he's big, like a mountain. Gotcha.
Yeah, teen dragons can like stand on top of a cart and kind of surf, right? Or bite into an ale to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bigger than that, but we could definitely do those things for sure.
I mean, teen dragons can box too.
Well, I suppose, but...
I mean, it's not my preferred method of combat. I prefer like breath weapons or claw weapons or sort of... high-level enchantments and spells and, like, fire mostly.
Ooh.
Fear.
Fear and fire.
And destruction.
Deadly combination. Now, I know quite a bit about dragons, as I am obviously a great and powerful wizard, but my friend Arnie here has only met a couple of dragons in his time, so he may have some other questions for you. And
We
should warn you. Kay. This is all being recorded and may be used to train some of our future staff. As we move forward and hire more people. So,
great. I don't know what any of that means.
Okay,
but
great.
The three of you will be super lucky if you leave this with your lives.
Oh, man. We should also warn you that the last dragon we had on ended up turning into a bean dad.
Whoa. Into a what?
It doesn't matter. Tourmaline, I would like to know, what did you decide to take... your current form, you know, dragons often are too proud to take a humanoid form such as we see before us now.
Yeah. By the way, what do you think?
Very nice.
Like pretty hot, right?
Well, I don't think we can say that because you're a teen dragon, but it seems like
I'm asking
you're confident.
I'm asking you, what's this one's name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Chunt.
Okay, Chunt. I'm sorry. I just said I look pretty good, right? And sort of like when a woman says that to you, there's a right answer, and there's only one right answer. So let's try that one more time. Pretty hot, right?
I think you look excellent.
Chunt, tell her about the worm in your butt.
Arnie, knock it off. I'm not comfortable with calling a teenager hot. I apologize. If you need to fire burn me, then that's what it is.
I think you're a very beguiling young woman. And if I had a nephew, I would certainly say my nephew should go out with you.
Okay. And if I was looking for a relationship, I might sort of go for that.
Well, luckily I don't have a nephew, so you don't even need to worry about it.
That's great. And luckily for him, I'm not looking for a relationship. So I'm just sort of like figuring it out. I'm only 1,600 years old. I don't need to, like, be locked down.
Oh,
you know?
You're 1,500 years old? You're fucking hot.
1,600. Thank you. Yes, I'm fucking teen.
You're smoking hot.
Too
you're
old.
Smoking
1,500.
Hell yeah,
fine.
Dude. Give it to me.
Literally smoking. I like the flame embellishments in your hair and...
It felt good. Like, if I'm gonna glamour, like, glamour, right?
Yeah. I was asking myself when you walked in, I was like... Is she born with it? Or maybe it's tourmaline. I don't know.
Oh my god, and it was tourmaline. It was me.
You know, tourmaline, Usador mentioned your semi-human form. Do you mind for our listeners describing the ways you do not look human right now? Besides, obviously, it's the fiery hair.
Sure. How do I not look human? Okay, big sharp teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a giveaway.
Mm-hmm. But, like, that's just by choice. Because I could just look like, you know, normal human. And I hesitate to use that word because I don't have, like, a ton of human encounters. But, like, I was just like, I want to be hot. I want my hair to glow. I want smoke to vaguely follow me everywhere I go. Sharp, pointy teeth. Red eyes. Sort of like an aura of fear that sort of, like, is pervasive in all who gaze upon me. As if, like, my wings could black out the sky or some such bullshit.
I like that you kept the wings, even though they're in a diminished, smaller state. They
they're
look
like
very
little. They're cute.
Yeah, they're little cute wings. It's sort of fun. It's sort of, but it's still devilish. It still gives you an air of mystery and danger.
Normally they're big.
Right.
Normally they're like 30 feet a pop. Wow. You know, so like, it's a little weird being this small, but you can go into like some cool places. This place is pretty nice. What's this called? It's like a beer cave.
This tavern is the Strange Familiar. It's
okay, cool.
It's one of the more popular taverns here in
Nibble Bottom. And this is where you live? This is yours?
Yes, this is Arnie's house.
Okay, cool.
Right?
I mean, I'm renting a room here, and I rent the basement.
Oh, okay.
Tourmaline, I don't want to presume, but do you have a hoard? Like, do you have a bunch of gold and treasure chests and stuff like that?
It's funny you should mention that, Chunt. That's actually what I was sort of interested in when I was looking at your job posting. It said that you would provide 24/7 housing. And I'm sort of looking for that because my dad was like, it's time for you to find your own hoard. And I was like, this hoard's fine. You're sleeping like most years. And he was like, no, go out and find your own one. I was like, okay, fine. So I left. Between you and me, I think he's worried that I'll kill him in his sleep. And between you and me again, he's absolutely right to be worried about that.
Yeah.
Because his hoard is sick as hell, and I will take it from him the moment he closes his eyes.
Wow. Are you like a trust hoard teen? Like, do you inherit that hoard at a certain age?
No, only when he dies. Which is why I think he sort of wants me to, like... Oh, you mean, like, do I inherit it just by him dying?
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
I mean, kind of. The thing about dragon hordes is that, like, people are trying to take them constantly, right?
Sure, nights so, like, and whatnot, yeah.
It's not sort of like a guaranteed thing. There's generally, like, parties of people who have known each other for, like, a really long time, and one of them's got, like, a kick-ass sword that he should not have, and one of them's, like, small and has a big axe, and one of them's good with magic, and one of them's, like...
Oh, yeah.
Tragically handsome or whatever.
That'd be me.
And like there's a bunch of little ones and they're fun. They don't do much, but like they're fun and they show up in your house and try to steal your shit when you're sleeping. And like 99 times out of 100, you kill them. But when you live for like a long time, that one out of 99 is going to get you. So you gotta keep your head on a swivel here.
I guess I've never thought about it that way, but I guess a lot of quests are essentially home invasions.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's sort of, you know, we get our hordes by taking it from, it's like a, you know, like the horde is made up of the bones and treasures of the people that came to take the horde, you know? Among other things. Like, I'll knock over a ring.
So it works both ways. You don't necessarily want a home invader. You don't have to deal with someone trying to kill you, but then you just add to your pile. You add to the horde by saying, well, now I've got their magical sword and I've got their...
Exactly. Listen, I welcome it. Like, please come and try to take my horde from me. I'm dying for someone to come try, like... Honestly, I'd love to slit your throat right now and take everything you have and then chew and then chomp your bones, chomp, chomp, chomp.
So if I'm interpreting this correctly, you wish they would. I wish they would.
Honestly, come at the queen. See what happens. Fuck around and find out. I'm begging you to do it.
Well, this sounds like a very responsible thing for a young dragon such as yourself to be doing. So,
thank you.
Let me help you get started here in life. Let me take off my hat and reach in and here's a beautiful gemstone, quite gigantic.
Oh my gosh!
You can start your hoard with that. That
it's
way,
like
someone
small and stuff. Where did you get this?
Oh well, it's about the size of my fist. I guess that's small to a dragon still. Well, I got it. I think. Let's see, I went on a quest. Where did we go? We went over the mountains and through...
Oh, which one?
Cave. Oh, the mountain of Skalil?
Oh, it's, I have a cousin.
That's leagues away from here.
Yeah, I have a cousin there.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, and then I think I got that gem when we killed...
Oh, nice. Good on you.
Thank you.
Do you remember who?
I think their name was... Grossbar.
I am not in the slightest bit surprised.
Oh.
Sorry.
You knew Grossbar.
Sloppy Dragon.
By reputation, I mean, like, yes, but that's... Yeah, I mean, let me... Can I... I don't want to make assumptions here, but tell me if I'm close. Dragon had a bunch of riddles.
Yeah, a lot of riddles.
Answer to most of them was man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Big sort of gaping hole in the scales right by a vital organ.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the guy.
Fell asleep after laughing so much that you couldn't get the riddles.
Right.
But you,
right,
like, purposely got the riddles wrong to make them laugh so much.
Right.
Yeah, it's fucking amateur hour. I would love for someone to try that with me. There are no riddles in this house.
And can I say, honestly, it was a bit disappointing because you go on a big quest. You go through over the mountain and through the cave, and then
yes,
you get to the dragon.
Yes.
You're like, can you put on a fucking show?
Climax, please. Like, this is the end. This is like...
Oh, wait.
We are in the dungeon, fighting the dragon. Like, let's make a show. Where's the fire? What's up, John?
I was going to say, that might be my new catchphrase. Let me jot that down. Climax, please. Ooh, I like that. Thank you.
Climax, please.
While we workshop this catchphrase, why don't we take a quick break and...
Okay.
What do dragons drink? Blood,
bones, mead, pretty much whatever.
Okay. But,
like, we'll get a barrel of something.
Yeah, barrel of blood coming right up. We'll be right back.
Which we did.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
So, Tourmaline, Dragon Queen.
No. Close.
What did I get wrong?
Dragon Teen.
Dragon Teen. I'm so sorry.
I guess I like to think of myself as a Dragon Queen. Though that is technically not a title that I hold.
Yes, there's only one Dragon Queen in all of Foon.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to go around saying you're the Dragon Queen, impersonate royalty. You'd get in a lot of trouble, I think.
Yeah, but also, like, if she was asleep and I was nearby, I'll try to kill her.
Yeah, me too, honestly. If I had a shot, I'd take it.
And if you're going to come at the queen.
Best not miss.
That's right. My sort of thinking, and by the way, maybe this is pertinent to my sort of job interview, but I like to take the task before me and then sort of just really excel at it, and then also excel at a task that wasn't given to me as a way of sort of like putting my own thing on it, you know, showing that I'm willing to go like above and beyond.
Oh.
Like, I'll protect my hoard and decimate your village, right? Like, I'll take all your treasure and curse your bloodline for 100
years.
Wow,
get you a dragon that can do both.
That's right.
Is there a lot of dragons killing other dragons? Like, is that a common scenario?
How long do you live, generally speaking?
Oh, boy, I don't really know. I feel like shapeshifters probably live a couple hundred years.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so, not super frequent by dragon standards, but so I guess even less frequent by your standards. Doesn't happen a lot. There's not a lot of us. Mm-hmm. So, like, we all know that we're trying to kill each other a lot of the time.
Sure.
Mm. Hordes, it feels like a little bit of a zero-sum game, right? Like, people are making new treasure all the time, but, like, the treasure you want, this is the old treasure. And the only way to get the old treasure is to take it from like an existing horde.
Sure. They don't make it like these.
You don't want to go on like a horde tour.
You don't want to go on a horde tour, which is why I would much rather just like take it from my stupid dad when he falls asleep and slit his dumb throat and take all his treasure. But he kicked me out, so this is good. There's like, I can stay down here if I do. Sorry, what was it you needed me to do?
There's a person down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Dark Lord. The guy with the bad aura. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to, like, kind of silence this room? So you don't have to whisper about it?
Oh, that...
Is that not a spell you know?
Maybe not the whole room, because that doesn't help. Because then everyone in the room can hear us. Maybe just this table?
I can
table?
Just kill the other people in the room.
Do
just eat them.
No.
You need them, you like them.
We like them. Like them. We can keep them around right now.
How about that guy?
Let me talk to my friends. What do you guys think about?
Gerald. That's Lon Jerry.
That's Lon Jerry? I thought his name was Gerald. That must be his nickname, Lon Jerry.
Yeah, I'm fine with him going. He's weird.
Yeah, you can eat Lon Jerry.
I just want to know who's on board, who's on table, who's
sure.
off limits.
Sure, well, if you get hungry later on, you know, that's an option for you.
So what do you need me to do?
We just need you to watch that person in the basement.
The Dark Lord.
Yes, the Dark Lord. His body was transferred into... into this small creature.
Why don't you stop whispering? Tourmaline, do you mind casting... Well, Cone of Silence doesn't seem practical. Why a cone?
Just pretty. You want like a cube of silence?
Yeah, could you cast a cube of silence?
You want like a dodecahedron of silence?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Can you do... I mean, I'm not used to real magic.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
What?
Here we go.
That came right out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's where your magic comes
from. That's nice.
I don't know. I guess, you know what? Now I think about it, in a way, my magic comes out of my mouth as well. Right, listener? Hey,
you have some dulcet tones.
Thank you.
Drop the set.
Okay, look. We're going to cut this shit. You already sort of know to some extent. You know how everyone in Foon is talking about how the Dark Lord is dead. Usador the Blue killed the Dark Lord.
Honestly, no. I haven't left the mountains in like a long time.
Oh.
So I'm sort of like getting a lot of information.
Huh.
Frequent, like recently.
Oh, wow. Well, Usador
here. So that one's
here.
Usador.
Right.
And
that's
he killed the guy that's not dead in the basement.
Exactly.
He killed the Dark Lord recently. It was kind of a big deal. Like,
sure.
Most people have heard about it. It ushered in a new era of peace and Foon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, the Dark Lord's former minions. Like, there's still some of them, but their influence is crumbling.
Sure.
So the longer that everyone thinks the Dark Lord is dead,
which
the
not,
better it is for all of Foon.
Okay.
So it turns out that he sort of jumped bodies, and now he's in this other body, so he's not quite fully the Dark Lord, so we've got him trapped in the basement. Mm. And we're just trying to make sure he doesn't get out and get into another body and just cause a bunch of trouble, so...
Hell yeah, no problem. Let's fucking do it. Let's play God.
Well,
yeah,
and we're throwing a lot at you in terms of what we need from you.
Exactly.
What do you need from us?
Yeah. Great question.
Great question, yes. I'm sorry, I had to write down this list so I wouldn't forget. Carte blanche to kill anyone that comes into my horde.
Okay.
That's it.
Can I just
That's
say?
That's the one. Yeah.
Carte blanche is one of my favorite actresses.
Oh, yeah?
She travels through town with different plays. There's one. She does one on dragons, actually. It's called A Hoarding to Jim, and it's about this dragon, Jim, who had a brother who was just the funniest. And then the brother died, and then the world was left with this other dragon who's kind of boring. But he had so much hoarded that people started to come look for him. And
right.
I don't want to spoil the ending. In case it ever comes through your town.
I won't. What's how's it end?
The dragon dies.
Cool. Who takes his hoard?
The lead witch.
And you know where it is now?
Oh, no, this is fiction. I should have mentioned that. It's a play. It's all made up. I'm sure it might be based on fact or hearsay or rumor or gossip, but...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I say carte blanche, it refers to when someone brings a big white cart into your hoard and you get to take it.
I see. Can I ask a question? This is for the interview. Do you have a hard time telling the difference between fiction and reality?
No. Next question. Do you?
I'm going to say it wouldn't disqualify a person from working for us.
Okay. No.
Okay. Do you have three references?
Yeah. Wait, let me think about that again. No.
Hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay. I'm sorry. This is just hard for me because I'm like in the mountain a lot and I don't know a lot of like popular culture things to say.
Sure, and so, I just wanted to ask. This is
Jim the Dragon. That's one.
Okay,
that's a reference.
That's a hoarding.
And okay. The thing you said about
that's that thing you do.
Is that a reference?
Yeah,
kind of.
There's not only Carte Blanche. There's Carte Rose, Carte Dorothy, and I want to say Carte Sophia.
That sounds like a pretty golden reference. I'll take that one. That's a reference.
Uh-huh.
And oh, yeah, there's a town, like, I don't know, a couple wing beats south of here that I just absolutely torched to the ground.
Oh.
So if anyone's alive there, they can be like, yeah, she's legit.
What's the name of the village that you torched?
Who could know? Probably, like, Woodhouse or something. Or, like, Quick Kindle Barn. I don't know. Do they name all of them?
I think most towns have a name, yeah.
Don't they get sad when someone burns it down? Isn't it better to, like, not know so you don't feel bad when someone burns it down?
There's a lot of logic to that, but humans tend to lead these short lives and try to find meaning in them by ascribing a certain weight to things that beings such as you and I know are ephemeral and won't last anyway.
Yusidar, that's really making a lot sort of click into place for me.
Sure.
Right now. It really is like, I was like, why are they all... They're running so fast. Like, they're so scared. And it's like, and then it's like, oh, their time is extremely brief. Like, little tiny ants. And they're running from stuff. Because they're like, when are you going to get squished?
Yeah, yeah. That is the thing about fear, is what it evokes in a human life is the desire to stay alive. So that's directly related to your whole sort of mystique.
Yeah. For sure. I want to take that. I want to make people dead and take their treasure and then sleep on it.
There is one part of this job that you might find challenging.
Okay.
The problem is we have to keep the Dark Lord alive.
Okay.
Because the only way the Dark Lord can escape his current form is by dying. So honestly, like... Probably rule one is don't kill the Dark Lord.
That's no problem. Let me tell you how I envision this playing out.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a Dark Lord, right?
Right.
Everyone thinks he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you try to convince everyone of that, the more they'll believe it. Except that eventually signs of his life are going to start sort of like seeping out through the ether, because this is a lie that's so big that it just like somehow can't be contained. It's one of those right. things that's like,
yeah.
you know that it's not true, because if it was true, like someone would have leaked it.
It's so, possible that no one will ever know, though.
Absolutely,
right?
That won't
no,
happen.
There's no way out.
Trust me, someone's going to find out. When they do, his little minions are going to be like, okay, he's in this tavern, and then they're going to come looking for him, which is great for me, because then they're going to bring all this treasure down to this basement, and then I'll destroy them, and I'll take the treasure, and then that's sort of, like, good for me. My one, I guess, question is, like, how's this dude as a roommate? Because he's, like, there, right? And I can't kill him. We're sure about that.
Right, right. Yeah. He tends to vomit cats from his mouth.
Yeah. He's an evil, powerful being stuck inside an evil, gross being.
Sure. That's okay. But, like, annoying.
Yells a lot.
Cleans up after himself, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But mostly with his tongue.
Well, I mean, we spent a lot of time at the Vermilion Minotaur back in Hogsface with Blemish there, and the boy always seemed very tidy to me in a certain way. He was certainly fastidious about his studies to learn more about evil and become more terrible than he was before. So you have to sort of respect him on that level, I guess.
How susceptible is he to criticism or like mental and magical domination?
Oh.
I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean that in like
sure.
Sit and then he does. And
yeah.
can't move because he's locked by magic and fear.
Just so you can sort of always have your way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I would say he's probably not going to like it, but what's he going to do? I defeated him.
Yeah, I mean, you did sort of, except that he's still there, right?
Well, you know, I did, you know, I stabbed him with a sword. It was a pretty epic moment. I just want to...
Yeah, well, I mean, who hasn't been stabbed by a sword?
Yeah, that's fair.
I have.
I hate to be this shapeshifter. I don't want to come down hard on you, but... There are a few ground rules that we didn't mention that I hope aren't a deal breaker. Now,
you said there was one. So now, are there more than one?
No, that was the top. That was number one, but that's not number one. Only one.
Okay, I have some other things too, so maybe this is just fair. Go for it.
Number two is no teenage dragon boys in the basement.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Not interested. I'm trying to figure out me. You know what I mean?
Oh, good.
Like, I don't have time
you.
For that. I'm trying to start my career, I'm trying to build a horde.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should also say no teenage girl dragons in the basement as well.
Yeah, no. Fine. Whatever.
I guess I'm going to have to warn my nephew. My nephew's going to fall in love with you hard, and you're just unavailable.
I'll absolutely kill him for his treasure. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, if a boy dragon or a girl dragon or a non-binary dragon shows up down there, they only want one thing. From this smoking hot horde, they're here for your treasure.
Right.
And they're going to kill you for it. So you kill them first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, we sort of have a thing. And when dragons are sort of like younger and coming up, we sort of agree to not sort of step on each other's talons as we're sort of getting a foothold.
I wouldn't worry
about that. Okay, now I get one, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I get to kill anyone that comes down there.
Okay. Well, we might come down there, so we have to modify that
request. Sure,
present
company excluded. No problem.
Okay. I think that's fair.
What if we, though, get tired of being in charge and we start to feel like we need to delegate like a middle manager between us and you? Could we add people to the list that could go in the basement without you?
What do you mean when you say between us and you?
Well, so say we're sort of like, it starts to become a lot of work for us to work with you. And so we sort
as
of
partners, yes, as
hire someone
partners, right?
that
yeah.
is a go-between.
Sure.
Could we send them in the basement and
just
not have them
just send me
killed?
A list of the people. Listen, this is going to be simpler for me if you just send me a list of the people I cannot kill.
Well, it's definitely the three of us.
Great. Yeah.
And Mindle the Grindle.
Yes.
Who does the music.
Yeah.
Talk show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dark Lord, aka Blemish.
You don't have to have it all right now, but in the next 100 years or so, just get me a list so that I'll know it.
Okay. I'll start it right now. I've got those four, and I've got.
And now back to us. We get another one here. You have to every month. You have to maintain a high GPA to continue on with us. Of course, GPA standing for a good positive attitude. Yeah. We know that being trapped in a basement, especially with someone as menacing as the Dark Lord, can start to deteriorate the psyche a little bit. So make sure you're maintaining a high GPA.
I don't sort of look at it as trapped. I look at it more as hoarding. Also, okay. I guess I should say that I will probably not leave in your lifetime, but I might need to. But probably not for a while. I mean, I sleep for like, I don't know, decades at a time.
Huh. Okay. All right. That seems fair.
But I'm a very light sleeper. Like, I wake up if anything, like, sort of gets up in my biz. Just set, like, magical sort of, like, traps. So, like, for example, this door, someone comes through it, I could have it just kill them or wake me up, which it seems like might be sort of more ideal to this particular situation. What sort of bennies are we talking here?
Obviously you get room and board for what seems like an infinite amount of time.
Love it.
And we'd be happy to pay you some amount of gold every week to add to your hoard. I've already given you the down payment of this smallish gem.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Doesn't have to be gold, by the way. Anything of value, bones, something that someone would fight with their life to protect.
Sure.
I think we can also swing hearth insurance and full mental.
Oh, okay. I was, like, told by people that that was important. It's sort of, like, so long game for me that it's not as much of a top priority. But, yeah, I'll take it for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know if you need hearth insurance because, you know, that's for if people get too close to the hearth and burn themselves. I don't think you'd probably burn easily, I'm guessing. So
not at all.
But we still offer the benefit, and it covers you and your immediate family, which obviously you haven't settled down yet and haven't decided.
No, that's great. I'd like to exclude my dad from that policy, though, if that's okay.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah. That's totally
just
up to
because
you.
I probably will make an attempt on his life in the near future, and like in the event that I botch it, I want him on the ropes. I don't want him getting help from the outside at all. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you do box.
What's that?
You do box.
I mean, yeah, when I need to, I'll store stuff in a box. Mostly pile, but I'll box.
Please also know that we are hiring a dragon and not a druggin. So, you know, if you fall asleep and we check under your hoard and there's, you know, we find some unsavory materials under your hoard, just know that we're probably going to have a long talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do sort of balk at that for a couple reasons. One, I'm going to have an expectation of privacy on the premises. Like, if you sort of sneak in to check on my shit, I will sort of view that as a violation of that part of our agreement. And two, like, I'm just going to be straightforward with you. I will be doing drugs because I believe that I don't believe in that substances should be banned of any kind.
Of any kind?
No.
We should talk about this. Are we okay with that? I mean, I guess I'd rather she do them in the basement than out there. Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah.
I can probably make some of the stuff she needs.
We can live with that. We can live with that.
Yeah. That sounds great. The last thing is this 401k. There are 401 kings who we will send a bird out to, telling them about your hoard. So if you want to enroll in the 401k kings.
Yes, please send the kings. Yes,
yeah, well,
kings.
Those kings then
come,
might
kings.
Send a quest out to get your hoard.
I think I found another catchphrase.
Yes, kings. Come to take the hoard. That's great. Kings have great treasure, historically speaking.
Speaking of sending birds to the kings, don't run up the crowbill here, okay? We probably have some messages to send to family members or to friends, but we don't want that to get out of hand. So just make sure that the crowbill stays within a reasonable amount.
That's not going to be a problem. I mainly communicate via telepathy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, since we're a small organization, here are some of the bennies we can't offer.
So small.
Kingsley, Safty, Uncle Parker.
Those bennies you can't have.
Grill.
Hill.
Hall. The Jets.
Benedict.
Dover.
Yeah, eggs.
There's only one last question on the application. We'd like you to take this short math test. And while you do that, we'll take a short break, and then we'll go take a look at the basement.
Shorts, maybe.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I mean, I guess I should check in with Usador and Chunt, but personally, I'm willing to offer you this position right now.
Great. I'm willing to take it. Honestly, I feel like this is exciting for me, starting out, like start my own horde. You three seem like pretty chill and defenseless largely. I don't feel threatened by you. I feel like we'll have a good working relationship.
Oh, I had one more question for you, actually.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about bringing you on board, but I just wanted to know, you know, winter solstice season is starting. Do you need time off for the holidays? What's sort of your expectation
for daytime
off?
Yeah, there are hundreds of holidays. Are there any of them that you need off?
Is that like the 5 minutes where it gets sort of cold?
Right, yes. It seems like 5 minutes to a dragon.
I see.
No, I mean, like... Oh, hold on. This is that Christmas thing that I hear humans talking about, right? Oh,
yes, yeah. That's one of them. That's one of the bit more popular of the winter solstice holidays, indeed.
Oh, yeah,
also
no.
Dundersteam and Hagbum.
Less popular.
No, Hagbum was very popular. What are you talking about?
Is there any dragon holidays that we should mark on our calendar?
Yeah, we have Hortica.
Hortica, okay.
Hortica, okay.
It's 8 millenniums of fire.
Whoa.
Huh.
And it's amazing that for those 8 millenniums, that fire didn't go out.
Yeah. It's to commemorate the Great Dragon War of 8 millenniums, where the world was constantly on fire for 8 millenniums.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ani, did we ever tell you about that?
No. That's a long span of time.
Well, there was a Great Dragon War, and the world was on fire for 8 millennia.
That's like, as my understanding
way,
of it...
Way, 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 way long ago, though.
I'm no math expert, but that seems like longer than the span of time I've been told Foon has existed.
Oh, it wasn't on Foon. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing. There's nothing like that here.
But you still want to commemorate the holiday.
Well, we have to.
Right, sure.
But, like, it's not coming for another... It's 8 on, 8 off. And we're solidly in the middle of the off. So
Our
lifespans, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Okay, yeah. Well,
by the way, speaking of math, I finished your test. It's easy to eat.
Oh.
Yes, you ate the whole thing. I'm sold.
Classic Kobayashi Maru. Change the terms of how to fix the test.
Who?
Kobayashi Maru, the guy who ate all the hot dogs?
Mm-hmm.
So for Hortica, what was it called?
Hortica.
Hortica, is there anything that we need to provide for you in terms of Leviathan bread or any sort of dragon
cradle?
Actually,
what needs to be un-Leviathan bread if you have it.
Oh, okay.
Like bread that has never touched a Leviathan, which is honestly most bread.
Yeah, it's a lot
they
of bread.
They tend
yeah.
to stay in the water.
True.
You don't see a lot of water bread.
No. It gets soggy, kind of.
Yeah.
If you have any sort of like... bad sweet wine, we'll drink that. If you have bad like wine that just like is way too sweet, we'll drink that. If you have any filthy fish.
Oh, filthy fish, yes.
Just like the filthiest fish.
I have one in my sleeve.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is sort of like a long time coming. And then if you have any sort of like potato locks, long hair grown from a potato locks.
Usador, I've been meaning to tell you, you've got to stop keeping, like, decaying fish in your sleeve.
Why?
You're like the Heathcliff of wizards.
Just because I like to put a whole fish in my mouth and then pull it out and look at the skeleton doesn't mean that I'm whatever you said.
Oh my gosh, me too, but like cows and elephants and bigger things.
Sure, yeah. If you
it's
can do
so
it.
It's so fun. Have you ever done it?
Well, one time I did transform myself into a very large sort of a hell beast. It wasn't exactly a dragon, but I did eat an entire deer that way.
Did you pull the skeleton out?
Pull the skeleton
out.
Yeah,
it's so fun. If the other two of you haven't, highly recommend. Mm. It's a thrill. And if you can do it without breaking any of the bones,
So good.
I haven't, but I do have to declare, I hate Mondays.
What's that one?
Wrong cat.
Oh, no, it's just me. It's just I just hate Mondays. Oh,
sure. You're despicable.
Why don't we show you your new abode?
Yeah, I can kind of see it through the walls from here, but it's like down there, right? Yeah, we can go.
Can you see through the walls?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's the little weird guy barfing up cats in the corner, right?
Yeah, that's
the guy. That's the big room. There's like a sort of magical barrier there around him. Mm-hmm. He's chained to the wall. Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good.
The cat's in the corner.
I'm probably gonna... Oh, what's next to him? Is that a cradle?
Yeah, there's a silver spoon.
Is that where he's sleeping? He'd probably be less bad if you gave him a full bed. That's for a baby, as I understand it.
All right, I'm going to keep taking these notes.
It's meant to be psychological.
If this is okay, I'm probably going to, dig this sort of out. It just needs to go deeper for me to, fully sort of spread the wings, if you know what I mean?
Sure.
I'll take him with. It's not going to provide him, an escape or anything, but, it's always sort of fun when you go down and it's, a basement, but then, it's not a basement. It's, the beginning of a very intricate cave system, which, by the way, if you're, Usador, you would know, if you're going on a quest, you want it. You want the intricate cave system.
Oh,
yeah.
You
don't want the basement to be the place for, the final, conflagration.
No, what am I supposed to have my final battle and hit my fucking head on a beam above my head
on a tiny chandelier? Yeah, that's some nerd shit. No, thank you. Space.
Yes, you want some stalactites and stalagmites, and you want some torches that are spread out just a little too far, so there's some dark and some light.
Yes,
in place.
Big patches of darkness. I was okay. I was gonna ask, how do y'all feel about something very open concept, sort of The bone pile flows into the living quarters, flows into the horde, sort of all flows together, so that you can sort of entertain and kill people simultaneously.
I was worried that, this dragon would try and introduce some feng shui into the space. Mm. I just want to make sure that if the tavern is ever resold, that we're not footed the bill for that.
It won't be in the tavern. It'll be in the, I guess we should look at the lease. Does the tavern own the land under the tavern?
That's a good question.
Interesting.
Because I will tell you, generally speaking, once you start digging, that's whoever's there, baby. You know what I mean?
Chant, you used to run a restaurant that I worked at. Should we just buy this tavern?
It might be for the best. If we're going to be running an operation out of here, if we're going to be... hoarding the Dark Lord, as it were, then you might want to buy it. Arnie, how much money do you have? Quick, everyone empty out their pockets.
Okay. I got a couple. Let's see, I burned that whole town, so I have everything that they had. This sort of big... This one's a gem, right? This is a gem to you guys?
Green one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is a... Nope, this is a cow skeleton.
Oh, you have a bunch of socketed items you just threw up.
Oh, I don't know what that... Yeah, the ones with holes in them?
Yeah, we should use more socketed items, I've been saying.
Someone was screaming about set bonuses when I took this from them. I don't know what that means, but they're green and they seem cool. So I got these, and then I have just... This is someone screamed, oh no, my Fabergé egg. And I was like, this is an egg, but I'll take it anyway.
Well, we can eat. So we can all eat them.
If y'all need any of this, you can, take it.
Oh, you don't need it for your hoard?
Well, you're buying the place to have the hoard, right?
Right.
It honestly makes me a little uncomfortable to have my hoard in a rented space.
Sure. Well, I think the egg should be sufficient enough to trade for the entire lease to the tavern.
Great. I'll start doing some work down here. I feel like if we take out a few walls, this place could really sing.
Well, great. I'm going to go talk to the owner and see what sort of deal I can work up. I'll be right back.
He tripped upwards.
He's running across the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, I hit my head on the ceiling.
You guys would surprise. You don't spend a lot of time in the air, right?
I don't, no. I mostly sit.
Depending on my form, yeah.
Yeah, you can trip in the air real easy, and it's honestly super embarrassing because you cannot hide it when it happens.
Do you try and act like you were doing a jump shot or something?
You try to, but like people know. They're like, nothing flies like that. That's not a thing that wings do. Dragon biffed it on a wing and just like plummeted 50 feet.
So
sometimes people scream and they think you're coming after them. That's the one way I've been able to play it off. Like, oh no, I was coming to kill you. It wasn't an accident. But really, usually it's I'm a little drunk and I, you know, it happens.
Oh, can we bring you down some libations?
Oh God, can you? Love that.
Yeah, we'll get, well, we already gave you a barrel of blood.
I drink basically anything.
Okay.
More than, like, but these little things that you're drinking out of here.
Oh yeah, we call those,
Kips.
Cups.
Am I saying it right?
Kips? Close.
Kip.
Oh, God. Have I been saying kips wrong my whole life?
Kips. Yeah, kips. These are too small for me. So barrels, please. But
yeah, of course.
Honestly, whatever you have is going to be nice. This filthy fish is going good. Oh, look who's back.
Well, I was able to trade the egg to buy the tavern outright. And actually, the owner, Marquis, said that it was too much. And so gave me 3 chicken eggs as change.
Huh. Could have called that even.
I don't know. He said, this is too much. And then he handed me 3 chicken eggs. And he called it a deal. And now I've got the title and 3 chicken eggs.
I'm, like, fascinated by these little guys. I mean, look at these. Like, how do you not crush it when you sit on it, right?
Oh, well, I wouldn't sit on this. A chicken would sit on this.
Yeah, no, I assume. But even that, it's like they're so small, right?
Yes. Yeah, and you know what a chicken is, right?
Yeah. A little sort of, little fluffy guy, and if it gets on you, like it like scratches around.
Yeah.
The one that makes the bok bok bagok.
That's the one.
Correct. And do you know the term for the little space that they live in? It's called a chicken kip. No, close.
God, they live in the chicken kip wrong my whole life.
It's a chicken coop.
Chicken coop. Oh, because they're always also trying to kill each other, too. I understand. That makes sense. Take the horde of the bigger chicken.
And, Eroth Tra Kadal. Now, look at that jaunty hat that I just conjured onto Chunt's head. With the little brim. What sort of hat would you say that is?
Oh, that's a fedora.
That's right.
A use of fedora.
Oh, God, have I been saying fedora wrong my entire life?
Guys, we're business owners. Let's celebrate.
Yay, okay. Congratulations. I'm so excited to join this new company.
This might be a strange way to celebrate, but would you guys mind if I read an email?
Oh, that's exciting.
Sure, yeah.
I'm just excited to learn the nuts and bolts of what's going on here so I can really contribute, you know?
Arnie, can I say, this is the kind of stuff we need to do now, is like read emails and make the culture very fun before we go public. Before we go public.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. All right, so here's an email. Good afternoon, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. Just wanted to put my little marker in your inbox to see if you stocked up on emails to read on the podcast. I miss not typing, there are no new emails this week on the wiki. Anyway, happy approximate 1-year anniversary of me being caught up listening to the podcast and starting my own quest to one day being your official lore idiot, best, and aka the unofficial lore idiot on Discord.
Wow, what a hyper-specific anniversary.
Yeah, they wished themselves a happy anniversary.
Sometimes you've got to. You have to make time to celebrate for yourself because the world won't celebrate you if you don't celebrate yourself.
I believe this is one of the main people that maintains the Magic Tavern wiki at magictavern.wiki.com.
.com? Did you mean to say 2 dots?
Wiki.com. Wiki.period.com.
The word dot?
The more you say it, the more confusing it is.
magictavern.wiki.com.
Wait, wiki.wiki.wiki.wiki.wiki.com.
Jimcom. Desperado.
Wiki wow wow dot.
Look, also this passive aggressive but
charming email is a good reminder we should be reading emails more often on the podcast. And if you're a new listener, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Don't bother to email us asking if it's a real email address. It is.
Well, thank you for being a lore master. I suppose on Earth they need to catalog the things that have happened on this show. Although they seem pretty normal and easy to track to me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's the time I was mind-controlled by fish, the time we got the lunar sword.
Oh, when...
Then some other stuff happened.
Bennies we mentioned.
All the Bennies, yeah. I think that's about it.
Ernie stubbed his toe one time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, the time I did 2 backflips?
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys... A bunch of... stuff doesn't reach me when I grew up in the Unnameable Mountains, but there was this worm called Zach Plasma who apparently had this, like, was just, like, so funny. And I want to track down that dude.
Zach Plasma is not with us.
Wait a minute.
Anymore?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The worm with the skull for a head?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One that would wear the shirt that said, I'll have what I'm having.
Yeah. Man, the first time I heard that, I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
Because that's such a dragon thing. I will have what I'm having. I felt seen when I heard that. I'll also have what you're having, but primarily, I'll have what I'm having.
Yes, I'm sorry that Zach Plasma is no longer with us.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that he died before I was ever recording the podcast. I wish I had any tape of Zach Plasma. Probably the most dynamic character I've ever met in Foon.
Didn't he have a skull for a head?
That's right, yes.
That's like classic undead stuff. You know that, right?
Hmm.
I'm just saying that y'all don't have like a great track record for knowing. This is, as a new employee, can I just say that it, like, sometimes you guys seem like you're, where I'm sitting, you're 0-1 when thinking something is dead when they're not.
Fuck.
Historically, if someone dies on this podcast, they're usually on the show a lot more.
I'm just saying, Zach Plasma's in the aether. Keep your head on a swivel.
Oh, fuck. We buried him alive. I'm going to grab a shovel. I'll be right back.
Why is he's a worm, right?
That was halfway across Foon from here. How long is he going to be gone?
Also, worms buried is fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
to bury
worms
a worm.
Love it underground.
Yeah.
Dead worms, even more. That's like...
That's where they should be.
He's like dead worm, dead and in the ground. Double ground, at home. He'll probably realize that and come back at some point.
Oh, that dead worm is worm food now.
Well, I'm very excited about the future with you, Tourmaline, the dragon teen. I think
Tourmaline, the dragon teen! Yeah, me too. I'm going to sleep for like a long time, but I'll definitely, you know, all eyes open. Magically speaking. And if you need me, just like wake me up. Otherwise, I'm there and I'm excited to be part of the team.
Perfect. Ani, you know that dragons have an awareness even as they sleep, right? Just as ducks do.
What?
Ducks sleep with one eye open.
They do?
Yeah, they take turns doing one side then the other. It helps keep them awake and away from danger. Dragons do the exact same thing. I thought you might know about ducks.
Sorry, I'm back. I heard someone talking about ducks. Did you know that they have corkscrew penises? All right, bye-bye.
Well, we have to mention it every couple weeks according to one of our contracts, so that makes sense.
True.
I'm glad we got it in there.
Or you'll forget because your reins are small.
Exactly.
Okay.
That reminds me. We should do a Patreon episode all about duck penises. We have all kinds of unaired tape of us just talking about duck penises.
Ooh-wee-oo. Sorry, I heard you mention duck penises, and I always have to say ooh-wee-oo. All right, bye-bye. I gotta go dig up this worm.
Oh, no, wait. We should have told him. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I would say let's celebrate. Can I get you another barrel of blood?
Yes, please. Can you?
And you know what? It's on the house, because the house belongs to us.
Ha! Dragon fire! Ah!
No, oh, shit.
Not on you.
Okay.
Oh, great. Now if you break something in this place, we gotta fix it.
Okay, all right. I'm just gonna put out that fire.
And once again, you find yourself in my sensible hands. friends. After another unresponsible weekend with your father eating takeout in his studio apartment over the Guitar Center, posthumous Wizard's Choice Award nominee Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Tourmaline Dragonteen was played by special guest Zach Reno. Wasn't he capricious and entitled? And his character had some fun details too. Check out Zach's podcast Off Book, where he and Jess McKenna improvise a new musical each episode. But more importantly, remember, if Zach should ever appear before you and offer to make your greatest desires come true, there's going to be some hidden part of the contract that costs you everything. Like so many Los Angeles casting agencies, best to just send Zach on his way. Hey, remember on today's show when they mentioned the Magic Tavern Wiki? At magictavern.wiki.com? Yeah, that's still a thing. And while many people think a group of interns keep the site meticulously up to date, if we had such a group, wouldn't we task them with writing better story arcs? What I'm saying is, if you've got the time, and a love of recording minor details that may outlast us all, get in there. You could be the next Samwell Tarly, controlling the narrative from the Citadel. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. It's been a big month on the Patreon, with the surprise edition of all 7 episodes of the first season of Earth Games, just plopped onto the Patreon feed like an unwanted U2 album on iTunes. And that was just an extra treat, in addition to the ad-free versions of episodes and the 2 new free bonus episodes each month. Speaking of which, here's a clip of last week's bonus episode, where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador answer questions from Patreon supporters.
Here's a question I got. Hey peeps, love the podcast. It holds a very special place in my heart. Because
sorry,
I have...
did you say hey peeps?
Peeps.
Peeps!
Oh, are we sure that this isn't meant for the peeps Patreon?
Let me read through this. I don't think so. Let me get through the whole
dear
thing.
Dear peeps, keep on making them peeps.
I thought it was maybe a question for Peeps Ravenson, who famously just dates everyone. You know Peeps Ravenson, the raven with the broken wing, and all the women are like, I can fix him. The real skinny raven.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, exactly. I think that good luck to him.
So I'm sorry, what was this Peeps
sorry, what was the Peeps question?
Hey peeps, love the podcast. It holds a very special place in my heart because I have no idea what question to ask. I'll ask the Earth standardized interview question. What is your greatest strength and your worst weakness?
Ooh.
Also, could Chunt try to say the Magitavi intro again? Maybe he'll get it right this time. This podcast has gotten me through a rough time, and I'm so grateful to have gotten the chance to explore Foon with all of you. And then it just says, don't die.
Aw, that's how all letters should end.
Yeah.
Why do people write sincerely? Next time someone writes me, make sure you end the letter with don't die. That's a good sentiment.
Senator, I am very upset with what is happening in my district. Don't die.
Dear Mr. Policeman, I gave you all the clues. Don't die.
To hear the rest, and Earth Games Season 1, and a bunch of other stuff of which I'll spare you the specifics, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. This has been another production by Arnie Matt Adol Co. Oh god, they're going to trademark that, aren't they?
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. and you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.